This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Customer care, am I speaking? How may I help you?
Hi, it's Rebecca with XPO. I've got just a situation I wanted you guys to note on your end. It was for a service call order. Let me see if I can find the original FMS because this only has an external number. But we just wanted to confirm because our technician probably on the service call, because there was a gas leak involved, they went out the very next day and this ticket didn't get rescheduled, but the unit has been deemed defective. And so I just wanted to confirm for the customer, honestly, that there is an exchange going to be taking place because that's what the customer is waiting on. So the original FMS.
Have they called us to set up an exchange?
I don't know, but I can give you the original FMS number because, again, the service call was apparently completed on the 2nd of March. So the original FMS is 6547-3031. And then if she hasn't reached out to set, she seems to be confused on what's happening. So I wanted to make you guys aware so that if she has not reached out, maybe somebody can reach out to get this exchange set up because they're for tenants and the tenants are currently displaced due to this.
What's the client's name?
It is Velma Cooksey, 950 Elder Road in Homewood, Illinois.
Okay. So, is this for a range?
Yes, but the range has been deemed ineffective, and now they're doing an exchange, and that's where she's at. But I don't know if there's any order sent in yet, which was what she was trying to confirm.
This is a return. Product return. Gave me. It
Sorry?
Says product return.
Okay.
This looks like a return.
Okay. She's expecting an exchange, just FYI. And our guy did not go out there today. Somebody went out there on the 2nd. He called her and was given this information, and I called her, and that was what she advised me of, is that somebody came out on the 2nd and deemed the unit ineffective, which was causing the gas leak.
This looks like it was originally delivered on February 27th.
Let's see here. Yes, that's when it was installed, and then we received a call to create a service call on the 27th. We received. Oh, I'm still looking at the original ticket. Okay, so on the 1st is when we received the call from a Best Buy rep to create the service call, and then. Because it was a gas leak, I'm assuming somebody went out there the very next day, but the ticket did not get rescheduled.